And over the past 10 days, we've seen China's neighbor Myanmar do its best to keep out reporters and aid workers. The UN complains that only a tiny amount of international aid is actually reaching victims of a cyclone that's left at least 62,000 dead or missing. We're going to step back now to hear from an expert on this most secretive country. David Steinberg teaches Asian studies at Georgetown University. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell us about this military junta. How has it been able to hold power for 46 years?
Well, the military has a special role in that country. It's always played a central role, even under the civilian government. The coup of 1962 put them in power. They have basically eliminated any institution that could threaten their position. They've increased the military. They have new equipment coming in from China and other sources. And they are in effective command.
Give us an example. An average person in Myanmar, how much, if you will, under the thumb of these military rulers would that person be?
There would be very much under the thumb. One of the issues facing the society is the frustration of youth. The Saffron Revolution that you saw on television last fall of monks and young people, this is because all the avenues of social mobility are controlled by the military. There are very few jobs in the private sector. The entrance to university, the whole approach to life is controlled by the military, which means an enormous amount of frustration.
Let's talk about Myanmar's neighbors. China, for one, has been criticized for overlooking the country's human rights abuses, even as it buys oil there. You just mentioned that it's sending equipment in that's helpful to Myanmar's junta. Of course, China is now coping with its own natural disaster, but might it lean on its neighbor, Myanmar, at this moment in time?
It has in the past leaned on them, but very quietly. The Chinese have been saying, it's in your interest to do something to further democracy and so forth, because what they want in that country is stability. And so they are trying to get the country to reform enough so that it will not fall apart.
May I just say, though, by reform enough for China to be comfortable with it, that doesn't necessarily bode any great reform.
That doesn't mean that you're going to get a lot of human rights. You're right. But they are concerned about stability. And unless something happens economically in that society to better the conditions of the people, instability is quite possible. So then when you add the cyclone, the increase in prices, the danger of disease, what you've got is a more major crisis than even the vast number of deaths would indicate. And I'm afraid that the situation is going to deteriorate.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
David Steinberg is a professor in the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University.